I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
If you even look at the scriptures, it's really five acts. Creation, you know, God creating us in His image. There's something in every person that mirrors God's characteristics. And then you've got the fall. And this is where there was broken patterns and sin. And then you have Israel, which literally means to struggle with God and with humans. You have this struggle that happens. And people kind of find themselves seeking and searching how to really kind of be and fill this gap and pain and hole and ache. And then you've got redemption through the cross and the death and the burial and resurrection of Jesus. And then you've got restoration, which is God like using the church to point people and be a part of the restoration of all things. So every person I meet, I know they were created in God's image, and I know they have a fall story, and I know that they have a struggle. And my job is to learn, where do they mirror God's image? Where are they good? And where have they, by their choice or by things that have been done unto them or things that have happened to them, have they experienced fall and struggle? And when I know those three things, man, it changes the way that I pray for someone. And for me, God's story is my story. It's your story. It's the barista at Starbucks story. It's unfolding all around us. And that's the power of a story. When someone is redeemed, their story is redeemed, and they get to now take that redeemed story and join with God in the restoration of all things. I don't know anything that's more compelling than that.
I felt like the whole message of your book just had this underlying idea that the presence of God is really everywhere, including in you, so that this invitational life that you're talking about is really this mindset that we are to have when coming in contact with other people, that it's not something to keep inside, but to be looking for it. How do you explain that best to really encourage everyone that they are part of this life?
Yeah, I fundamentally believe that every environment and every moment is brimming with redemptive potential. And I want to have my ears and heart wide open so that when God kind of whispers and prompts and impresses upon me, ask this person a question. Go share your story with this person. Invite them into your house for a meal or to go get coffee. Invite them into the church. Invite them into faith. I want to be ready, and I want to be willing to say yes to that.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.